Blog Talk Radio.
Music. It's the Outsiders. I'm Hills, the best with the best co-host in show business. We call him Mr. Prez. We're not gonna call him his government name. Prez, how you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling good, brother. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm always fired up and ready to go anytime that I could spend just a wonderful time with my humble host. Because we always have a good time when we put it down about this game. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. And Prez, is there anything you want to get off your chest before we get started with the show once we get started up? Anything you want to say?
Well, you know, right now I did have something that I wanted to address, but I started listening to the next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton, and I actually forgot it right now. So, no, you know, if it comes to me, I will have a public announcement then and there when it comes back to me. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. Well, on that note, we're going to jump right back into Upper Echelon Talk. The Outsiders, we're in week 10, Prez. The season has been moving by at a good pace. It might could be a little bit faster, but that it might be too fast. We are in week 10. Games have been set up. Games have been played. Unfortunately, the Dolphins will not be able to participate in week 10 as you will have to deal with another fourth victory. And I know that's not something you like because a lot of people don't realize this. Even when you was in that Suck for Spencer campaign, you played at least 13 games, if I'm not mistaken, because we sent one of your games at the end of the season. So you play all your games. You're not one of those guys that like to lose off a forced loss or win off a forced win, Prez. So I know you're very disappointed in not being able to participate in week 10.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, to say that I'm disappointed is an understatement because, I mean, for those who know me, they know that Jacquez Spencer means something to me. And the fact that he has 846 yards and 13 touchdowns at this point, and that's just the yards that I have done with him the little time that we played. So it's just very disappointing because I wanted his last season to go out on top with another 40 touchdowns. The goal was to have 250 touchdowns by all said and done, but unfortunately, it's not gonna happen. But I will say this: when I play the New York Jets, I hope you're listening. Please turn this radio up. I am going to beat the living daylights out of you. The amount of disrespect that is coming out of the New York football Giants, excuse me, Jets. These are the Jets. I'm speaking on the Jets. We haven't even got to the trash yet. It all come back to me. I just have to start talking. It just flow right to me. But the Jets, please don't disrespect me. Know your place, boy. You might have won two games this whole Madden. And so we're going to leave it at that. Now, as far as Will, boy, stop. You beat me in the preseason game, and we ain't had no more problems since. You don't want none of this because I hope the world hear you come through your TV because when I play you next, it's going to be a lot of cussing. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. Drop the mic out of there. Watch out.
Well, now, Prez, that was very interesting because you have the Jets week 11. So right after advance will be within 24 hours or within 35 hours. It just depends on how people are playing. So your next opponent, because I look at your schedule, you have Jets, Chiefs, Bengals, Giants, Dallas, Philadelphia, New England. All those guys are active. So you look like you will be locked in the rest of the way because if you make postseason, you're definitely going to be playing guys that's active. So you look like you're locked in for games every week from now on. But you have Trish in it. And I'm honestly, when things go on in the chat, you know, I'm in and out the chat. I'm very active in the chat, and I see things go on. And I didn't know where the attack came from. I didn't know where the bounty came from. And it just escalated from there, Prez. Is it anything that happened in the papers the last time y'all played? Is it something that triggered that comment from him? Because he said last time y'all played, he beat you. And he wants that
okay.
to be known to the world.
Here we go. Like I said, folks get what I get, okay? And that last game, I was already disappointed because I had been sick, had suffered some fourth losses, and we knew we was on the precipice of making something great. And I was just a little disgusted. I fell behind early because I was disgusted. And when I really decided, hey, I do want to participate in this game, time was over. Yeah, he won. But that's the two games that I'm speaking of that he has won. That's one of the games that he has won. And it's two and whatever it is we since we've been playing. Okay, so what this boils down to and why they come at me is because they say they don't like the fact that I'm on top of the division right now. Okay, Austin's been suspended. He done had a few forced losses. So he's tight. The Jets went out of town for a few days, went on a cruise. So he came back, and he made a mention, well, how is Prez 6-0? And so I was already on his radar when he got back out of town. Instead of saying, okay, well, how do we get these Jets turned around and make these Jets viable? But what I want him to know is I am playing this season. Since I am playing this season, there is no playoff berth for him. He could have been playing all season. He didn't even have to take a vacation. And he would still find himself on the bottom end. And truth be told, he might have the Bills, who don't have an owner, may have more wins than the Jets when it's all said and done.
Prez, and our host is telling me to rein Prez in as he is getting very personal in here. We're not going to answer that. Prez is very animated. He is disgusted. Trishan will be 5-4. You will be, I'm not sure, is it 8-0, 7-0 going into
what
that matchup next week?
Where we
seeing? When we
well,
9-0.
We'll be 10-0 after next week.
Okay, so we're making sure because the Jets will be playing. They have a fourth win due to Austin being Austin, so the Jets get the fourth win this week. So both teams are rested. Both guys' fingers will be rested before the matchup next week. Now I'm quite interested because Prez, you will be screaming. You're the home team, so I'm excited to see that matchup because you and him had a few swabbles. But we're not going to waste our time on Jets on the show. You're right. We don't do that type of thing. If anyone just joined us, this is The Outsiders. I am Heels to Best, and that is Prez. We're doing what we do best, and that is making this league great by commentating and continuing to let you know what's going on throughout the season. I am posting the chat number. The call-in number now, if you want to call in now. I'm not going to stare at this tablet the entire show. Prez, I look at the Week 10 matchups. There's nothing that really jumps off the chart tables to me. Like I said, we got a few forced wins due to suspension or just not having users in the league. So we have like four forced games. So we don't have many that needs to be played. We see Chiefs and Chargers is probably the best game that's available to play. DJM Trap is a game that could be interesting. Dallas and Philly is not really interesting because neither one of them is winning any game. Smooth might take it personal because Jay Will threw a few shots at him, but first I want to talk about this. Some surprise teams on our last show that we was going to have before it got canceled, some things that came up on my end. But we was going to talk about some guys need to be moved before the trade deadline. That's a different show that's passed along. So let's go to a surprise team right now, Prez. We are in the second half of the season. Second half of the season means most teams don't play at least 8 games. So we're in the half part. I look at the NFC East, and I see Cleveland at 5-3, and I see the New York Football Giants at 5-4, currently on a 4-game win streak. Prez, may not see Smooth at 4-4, which me and you are both disappointed. I see you shaking your head as I tell you that Smooth is 4-4 currently right now. Will has the inside track on winning this division, Fred. He has you week 14. I already know that you're anticipating yourself a win. But how surprised are you that this late in the season, 7 weeks left in the season, 7 games left, and Ill Will is right there. He controls his own destiny.
Shocked. I'm definitely shocked because he checked out a few weeks ago and a few months ago. And what happens is these folks check out, and then when they come back, they find themselves anew. So maybe that's what happened with him. He took some time off with the move, with the new job, getting himself situated, and he seems to have come back with a new attitude. But at the end of the day, when you, you know, an old friend of mine used to say, you could put a lipstick on a pig. Hello, somebody. But it's still a pig. So I'm not quite sure if Will will actually have the fast track to this division. Thanks, Smooth, for turning it around, because at the end of the day, like I said, you can't put lipstick on the pig. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. We got a caller. We're going to go ahead and bring them on in. We have a few callers. We're going to go ahead and bring them on in. Let's see who both of these. We're going to take both of the callers, Fred. That's just how we do on the outside. Callers, what's your name? First, just let's be in order, though. Who is the 216? I already know who you are, 216. 617,
the champ
who
is
are
here.
who is 617?
617, the 49s.
Oh, Mr. Bleed, Fred. We have KT and the 49ers on the show, Fred. This is, should be very interesting. Bleed 5, Bleed B, welcome to the Outsiders. This is your first time on. You're with the Chump, Heels the Best, and Fred. Now, you're 6-2. What do you want to say to the world before I let KT speak? Because KT is the champ. I do want to give him his time. What do you want to say for yourselves and the 49ers?
Well, I want to say thank you for having me, and thank you for putting me into the league. As the second-year man in the league, I think we flipped this team around a little bit, made some new additions to the team. Team's looking solid. And right now, I'm just listening to the radio shows to see what's being said, and then observing and taking it in. And I heard one comment that you made before. You said there's no interest in games. I think, like, whenever the 49ers have to play, that's a game to watch. So,
wow.
But I'll let you guys take it from there, and I'll keep listening.
Please don't go anywhere, because I know my co-host would definitely have questions for you. Stay tuned. Stay on the line. Do not go anywhere. Fred, we have KT on the show. KT, first of all, I already know how you are. How are you doing today, young man?
I'm doing good. I came in calm today. I came here to speak to the people, you know. No yelling,
Fred,
today.
Fred, you see this guy? He's calm today. He's not eating lunch on the show, Fred, so calm down.
Yes. Yeah. You know, how you doing, KT? It's nice that you joined us today, and nice to see that you giving us your undivided attention, and you have a little more respect and dignity for the show. I appreciate that. How is your Saturday going, Mr. Champ? Because I have my ring on right now, and it is icy right now.
Appreciate that. No, I hope we got there in time. No issues.
I almost got jumped last night in Ybor City because they wanted to they were jocking the ring, but I had to let them know, you know, you can kiss it, but don't take it. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. Well, Prez, you're going to duck it. You're going to congratulate KT for all he's done. But I'm out here to do a job I get paid to do. I'm going to ask KT the tough questions. We're going to go ahead and ask the questions. KT, you had to score 17 points, and I can't even remember how long you scored that many, a few points. You scored 17. Your defense was lights out against the Eagles. How are you? You got the Lions next and tonight in a late kickoff. I expect you to win that game. But now you have the Saints. They're down at home. They're in Voodooville. You have the Saints in Mexico City coming up. Wade and UPT, two guys that you've been bullying around for the last few seasons. Do you feel like your team is at their peak right now? Because you didn't look good the other night.
That's a great point you brought up. That is the reason why I'm calling the show today. Wade in my school, UPT. That's why I called in. Like I told you on shows past, I beat them into greatness. And come next week, there's been a lot of talking about how great they have become. But they have forgotten who I am. And after events, tomorrow, it's going to be lights out in the Superdome.
Are you saying, KT, we're going to have another episode where the dome is going to go completely dark because you're gonna pour it on the Saints? Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure that I'm hearing correctly.
That's exactly what you're hearing. Somebody's going to hit the light switch, and it ain't going to get free.
Wow. Go ahead, Fred.
So what you're saying is you're going to shut the Superdome down, but Beyonce won't be there.
No, she will not be.
Okay. For those who don't know what I'm speaking of, I'm speaking of the Super Bowl a few years ago with the Ravens and
the 49ers that work.
Right. So just want to let you know, Beyonce shut the Superdome down, and KT say he's going to be better than B, Queen B, and he's going to really shut it down with a 60-point burger. What kind of burger should we
Wow. Do not make him go on a limb.
I'm going to let you do that, Chris. You're the best at predicting his whoop. So I'll let you go ahead and put that out there for the people to know.
Well, I like the Panthers to win the game 44-21.
Wow. A beat down in New Orleans. Now, we got the love fest for KT, but we have Lace on the line. We got Bleed on the line. I'm not going to let him sit there and be an innocent bystander. We're going to bring him into this conversation. I'm going to ask you the tough question right here, KT. You brought up something very interesting in your comment. I listened to every word you said. And it seems like you're being disrespected and you feel a little slighted for Wade getting a little credit for his 8-1 start. He's been hot. He's been blowing out teams. He's been making guys quit. We see Lace and Bleed. He's been writing paragraphs after wins. He's been very active in the chat. He's 6-2. A lot of people are liking the new flavor in the NFC, and they're kind of forgetting the old stale man that who's been running the neighborhood. Lace, I'm going to let you comment after the champ because the champ is the champ, so I'm going to give him first dibs on it. Do you feel disrespected from the UE reporters and the UE guys that's showing the Saints and 49ers another team's love right now?
No, I don't. Only thing I can think about is Mike Tyson. You want to know why? He had a great quote. Everybody has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. And he hasn't been hitting them off yet. So I came and turned them lights out for good. Tell them something about
Well, please. Go ahead, KT. Go ahead, champ, if you still saying something.
That was Prez. I'm good.
I was saying, preacher.
Go ahead, Lace. Please rebut off of that, please, sir. Is Lace
Bleed,
still with us? Lace, you still with us?
Bleed, huh?
Bleed.
Lace is no longer with the 49ers.
Bleed, I apologize. Bleed, how do you feel about the Panthers and you coming up and now you're starting to get the publicity from the fans? UE is starting to showcase your games. You're getting earlier starts on your video games. How is the team going to respond, and how do you feel being on the air with the guy that ran the NFC forever?
We're talking about current situations right now, so I can't talk about past because I don't know what happened behind, nor do I look backwards. But all I can say is currently right now, my squad is right now is beginning to click. Like I said, we added some new faces. some impact players. And right now, the impact players are beginning to click. It was so often they get caught up in the limelight, partying, whatever. But come game day, if I got to pour some Ciroc in the cooler, if I got to get some Hennessy on the sidelines, if I got to get some midget strippers over here and there to get the job done, we get the job done. Because at the end of the day, like what my man said, if you got a plan, you got a plan. But when you get kicked in the face, you get kicked in the face. But I'll make best be sure that when the 49ers come around, we ain't turning back. We ain't looking back. We staring straight at you. We coming for your neck.
Wow.
Simple as
wow,
that.
Wow, Fred.
Simple as that. We come at your neck. We the Kanye of the NFL right now. We the Kanye West of the NFL right now.
Wow. Fred, please have a question.
Whether you like us, whether
Fred.
You don't like us, we playing every snap.
Well, you know, I have a question because, excuse me, one of your quarterbacks, Dallas Gray, I know him very well. I drafted
him. You mean Dallas
him.
Cool Gray?
Yes, I drafted him, and I know the qualities that he possesses, and I'm just curious, what has he meant to your franchise, and do you think he is what you need to take you to the next level?
Dallas Cool Gray is playing lights out. I think he's an MVP candidate. I think every time that man steps on the field, the defense better be ready for something because he's not just going to sit there and just look at you. He's completing over 75% of his passes. I think he's second or third in the league passing-wise. If you got a man completing 75% of his passes, 75% of his passes in the second year of management under me, that boy is special. Like Stephen A. Smith said, he's a bad man. He's a bad man. Last week, he put up over 500 yards and 5 TDs. He just walked into Dallas, Jerry's World, and put up 500-plus yards and 5 TDs. What else can you ask from a young man?
Well, I just want to say this. I took my hat off to Mr. Gray, but I want to say a couple things. You made a few comments. Going into Dallas and putting 500 yards is nothing against the sorry Dallas Cowboys. That team is trash. The guy who's controlling them right now, it's just trash. So, you know, to only put up 500 yards is questionable because it sounds like the 49ers, that's something new to you guys, throwing 500 yards. But I want to let you know, KT and myself, we've been throwing 500 yards for the last 9 seasons. So that's nothing new to us. So we don't
get
up.
Okay, let me clarify that point.
Go ahead.
Let me clarify that point. Past years are past years, like I said. Past years are past years. I walked in, I threw up a quick 500 yards on him. That's whatever. A man picks up the stick. He's a man at the end of the day. He's a man, but when he starts a game, he's a man when he ends the game. At the end of the day, he picks up the stick. You guys put him into the league.
Wow.
He knows what he's getting himself into. So whether he get 500, 600, 700, 800, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I just put up a mere 500. I could have put up more. I could have put up less. But I put up 500.
Well,
and that's with 5 TDs, 0 interceptions.
But please, let me ask you this quick question. Then I want KT to answer it off of after the question I ask you. Now, believe I see your schedule. Your next 3 games, you got UPT, you got Smooth, and you got Gold.
Yeah,
UPT
in about 45 minutes. I got my boys stretching out right now.
You got Smooth and Gold the next 3 games. This will let us know where you at. But Bleed. I'm sorry calling you late. Bleed. Tell me. Tell KT why you're going to be the guy that comes out the NFC this season. You tell that man right now. He's on that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. We don't forecast anything after the game that we are currently playing. But right now, we're taking the next game for what it is. After that, whatever happens, happens. But after that, I'm going to tell you, like I said, when we hit the field, every snap, we coming for your neck. Every snap. Even when we kneeling the ball, we don't even believe in kneeling the ball. But I'll tell you right now, if we kneel the ball, that means it's bad.
Fred, let this guy know where he is.
If I can put up 1,000,
we don't let
guys
come off the hook like this, Fred. Let him know what show he's on.
This is the Outsiders. So sometimes he's new to the show. He's excited. You know, they're 6-2 right now. He's feeling good. He's exuberant. He got a lot of confidence. I understand. But what I can say is you haven't done nothing yet until you get through these next three games to really show what the 49ers is all about, in my opinion.
Oh, no, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. You know what I mean? Insiders, outsiders, upside, backside, left side, right side, down the middle.
Whoa.
It don't matter. Like I said, the 49ers, Bay Area, we come into your house, my house, whatever house we play. As long as it's grass on the field and we got a cleats on, we playing ball.
Wow.
We playing ball.
I like him. I like him.
We playing ball. Start the clock. We playing the ball.
He sounds like a man who's ready. He sounds like he's fired up, and he sounds like he is going to challenge KT for the NFC crown this year. And my question is, KT, do you think he will be able to unseed you or uncrown you this year?
Kind of piggyback on what he's been saying. I never played for you. I didn't look at my predictions and kind of glance at a couple of the Niners games. But like you said,
you've been in
you
who?
Got to show
who,
up.
Wait a minute, who's this?
That's
KT.
The Carolina Panthers.
Oh,
that's
the Panthers. That boy, huh? I've been watching that boy right there. You know what I mean, I got to keep my eyes out on a couple of users. So, you know what I mean? There's a couple of users. I got him in I got the Packers. I got the Patriots. I got a couple of people on I. Don't you know what I mean?
What do you think about the Panthers game? Well, believe what you think about the Panthers game?
For sure it's solid. For sure it's solid. Hey, it's not gonna be something we just roll out of bed and say, guess what? We have to game prep. Every team that I've seen out there that I've been scoping, you know what I mean? There's some teams I gotta prep for, and there's some teams I just roll out of bed to play. But like I said, there's some teams I'm paying attention, and the Panthers have been one of them. I got them on radar. We're not a rookie to this. We gotta pay attention to X and O's. Who's doing what? Who's the top receivers catching? How many balls? Who's running what? Try to figure out if he's bobbing to the left, if he's bobbing to the right, if he's dancing up the middle. We gotta keep our eyes open for everything. We're not a rookie to this.
Okay. Well, let me ask this last question. We got a minute and a half, and I want to ask KT this question. Please stay on the line. KT, your team they looked very confused and shook in Philadelphia. You don't have a bye week under your belt. You have another scrimmage game against the Lions, which we anticipate you taking care of business. And then you get into your tough part of your schedule with your division opponents because they know you. Is this team, do you feel as confident as you've been confident before? You're one of the guys that high steps at the 20-yard line if you have a touchdown. Is this team still have that type of – because it didn't look like Smith was happy with the quarterback decisions in the last game.
We're always going to have confidence. It doesn't matter who the QB is or who's coming out there to play. As long as you got Coach KT, everything is going to be A-OK.
Wow. And we had another guest on the show, and I just now seen it. We're going to have to catch him on another show. Thank both of you guys for calling in. Unless Prez got another 30 minutes in him, I don't have no more time in it. So, please, KT, we thank you for calling the Outsiders, and we appreciate we hopefully to hear from both of you guys soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Remember, we're going live.
Chris, we had
I'm
on
here,
the show,
I'm
man.
Here.
We had UPC on the line, man. You know we had all these callers, and I kept scrolling. My tablet froze on me, and I didn't get to see. We had our brother UPC on the line. We would have had an exclusive show maybe next time. It's Outsiders, man. It was Hills and Prayers. We host the best. We take the shot. But we want to let Bleed know and any other guests know. You can't beat both of us, let alone one of us, so don't you ever come on the outside of the
Hello,
team.
Hello, please. Hello. Well, you know, I don't have much to say other than I second what you just said about respect, and they better put it on our name. Hello, somebody. Better call Bourbon.
And we out.
You want to do the next one?
Yeah, we can run another real quick. And I put it up in a chat for UPT because UPT was on hold. When I had all the other ones on there because I had three people on the call, you know, you got to keep scrolling. My tablet didn't even move. And I just noticed it when I reset it the whole time.
Well, let's do it at 5:30.
We can do it at 5:30. I'm going to go ahead and start playing this bomb real quick.
Okay. Well, shoot, we'll do it at 6 then, since 6:30. We'll do it at 6:30 since you playing the game, so you can be focused on what we got going on.
Okay. Well, posting in chat.
So if
you're going to
play
on.
Now, your game should be over about like 6, so we can just start it at 6.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll text you in the game. All right. Yeah.
All right.